shackled by their hands, their hips, and their feet. A group of immigrants walks on the ramp of a deportation plane in the middle of a suffocating summer night. 41-year-old Jose is among them. This is not how the father of four had hoped to return to his Central American country. But after spending a little over a month inside an immigration detention center, he is looking forward to being free again. Jose is one of the 400,000 undocumented immigrants who have been removed from the country since President Trump took office. On this episode of Deported, Jose will talk about what it's like to be removed from the United States, the place he loves and called home for more than two decades. He shares his struggles, fears, and hopes for the future. This is your host, Erica Koenig. Keep listening to Deported to hear Jose's full story.
Cadena en los pies, cadena al contorno de la barriga.
Chains on the feet, a chain around the belly, and from the same chains on the belly. From there, they put on the so-called handcuffs.
That is Jose. He's not a rapist, not a murderer, nor a thief. He's a father, a husband, and a business owner, describing how he was loaded into a deportation flight in the morning of September 23rd at an airport in Alexandria, Louisiana. His crime? Entering the United States without authorization. Jose is not his real name, but we're using it to protect his wife's identity. She is undocumented and still living in Memphis. Although this is not how he imagined returning to his native Honduras, after spending 5 weeks inside an immigration detention facility, Jose says he was relieved to board the plane. Hours before his departure, he says he was too anxious to sleep.
Only anxiety. I no longer felt depressed. I only felt anxiety. I just wanted to get on the plane and arrive here in Honduras.
Jose's time inside the Ridgewood Correctional Center was tough. He says the conditions inside the facility are less than desirable.
To be honest, it is disgustingly cold. So cold that you feel like it breaks all your bones.
He says the facility gets so cold at night that it's hard to sleep.
During the day, because of the sun, it is much warmer. You can sleep better in the day than at night.
He also says that the meals are not served on a regular schedule and that the quality of the food is very low.
The type of food they give you is the kind that, I mean, my dogs eat better.
Due to the inconsistency of the meal schedule, the men often end up ordering food from the commissary, although buying from them can get pricey. Jose says that in order to cook a 99-cent bag of ramen, a person could end up spending up to $8. That's because, besides buying the ramen, they must also buy Tupperware and silverware.
The best business that they have in there, in the detention center, is a commissary.
On top of that, heating up the water to cook the ramen is a challenge because according to Jose, the wait to use a microwave can be up to 2 hours. That's because more than 100 men must share a single microwave. Staying in touch with loved ones can be very difficult for some detainees because phone calls are not cheap.
For 15 minutes, $15.
Besides the cold temperature, the bad meals, and the pricey phone calls, being in the detention center for extended periods of time can affect people's mental well-being. Jose says that while he knew his immigration attorney was working on his case, he felt at ease.
Yo estaba super, super relajado.
I felt super, super relaxed.
But exactly a month after his detention, his wife gave him an update from his attorney. It was bad news regarding his immigration case.
Once she told me nothing could be done, then my mindset changed. It changed in a drastic way, because you realize and tell yourself, well, if nothing can be done, then why am I still here?
He says he felt a deep sadness.
Honestly, I felt depressed. There were times where I didn't want to get up at all. One day, I slept the whole day.
That's why, when Jose learned that he was going to be deported, he was relieved. It was 2 a.m. when Jose and five more detainees, three men and two women, were putting shackles at the Ridgewood Detention Center. By 4 a.m., they were loaded into a van, and 2 hours later, they arrived at the Alexandria International Airport. Soon, they were loaded into a plane headed to Honduras.
A plane called Global X. It's a huge plane.
Jose says that the plane took off at 11 a.m. He estimates that there were upwards of 140 shackled immigrants aboard and about 30 to 40 DHS employees guarding them. After loading the plane, they were given safety instructions like reaching for a mask or a life vest in case of an emergency.
In the event of a water evacuation, use the life vest underneath your seat. Remove the vest only if told to do so.
But Jose found those instructions useless because his shackles made it hard for him to move.
You have no mobility to do anything, to scratch your ear or your head.
Aboard the deportation plane, people began sharing their stories. Jose remembers hearing from a woman who was being removed despite having three children and being married to a U.S. citizen.
How is it possible that they are separating three children from their mother?
Another thing that stuck out to Jose was the demeanor of the DHS employees within the security detail.
Almost all of them are Hispanic. And even though we were being deported, it gave me a heartache. Because you won't see a happy face among them. You can see in their faces that they are not enjoying what they are doing. It's like they are internally tired.
Jose held on to the idea of being able to return to the United States.
Us who believe in godly things, we hope for a miracle until the last hour. I told myself, as long as we are not in Honduras, something could happen, a miracle. This plane could be returned, and I could get off it in the United States. But to be honest, even while you are on the air, you never lose hope to get back to your family.
The flight arrived in Honduras at 1 in the afternoon. Upon landing, the immigrants had mixed reactions.
We started clapping and screaming, depending on how each one felt. Maybe screams of hopelessness, or maybe screams of happiness. And the immigration agents, that was the only time they smiled.
Jose's family is still in Memphis. His wife had hopes of remaining here until their children graduated from high school. But due to the presence of the Memphis Safe Task Force in the area, which includes ICE and Border Patrol agents, she is too afraid to leave her home. So, after more than two decades of building life with Jose in the United States, she has decided to move back to Honduras. The couple say they still love this country.
God forgive the United States for what they are doing. Because this is not about bad people in the country. It's about politics.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Deported, where we heard about one man's removal from the United States, his journey, his struggles, and his dreams. If you want to hear similar stories about people caught up in President Trump's immigration crackdown, check out our next episode, where we share heartbreaking details from immigrants who have decided to shelter in place for fear of being arrested by ICE. I'm your host, Erica Koenig, and this is Deported.